show that in 1972 this park got started, and 40th anniversary this year, and Lil and Joe Cornette started it. Joe is seated right here at the end of the stage right now. He's down visiting with us. Joe, wave so people can see you there. And it's give a chance, stop by and say hi to him. He's turned this into a marvelous park and a huge, beautiful, successful bluegrass festival, such as this next band we're going to listen to. I think this band is truly in the forefront of contemporary bluegrass music. And what that means to me is that they understand what traditional bluegrass is all about, and is traditional with a great innovative touch to it. And their innovative touch is by way of great original song material that they write themselves, and also being the premier instrumentalists in bluegrass. And they've demonstrated this by being the nominees for 2 Grammy Awards. They have received a Dove Award. Their music is constantly at the top of the bluegrass charts. They have endless International Bluegrass Music Association Awards. And if that's not enough, the guitar player is an author. He has a book out, he's co-author of, the biography of Tony Rice, and it tells the whole story. Tony, one of the most interesting people in any form of music. They now have an official biography out. Tim's co-author of it, and he has some with him here at the table. If you want to learn more about Tony, that's the way to do it. But this band, they are leaders in every category. They're my perennial instrumental group of the year. Please welcome Blue Highway.
Thank you. Thanks, Ryan.